The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. A ground stop affecting American Airlines has been lifted, but there are ripple effects impacting people traveling through O'Hare. That's where we find WBBM's Nancy Hardy, who joins us live on the newsline with the story.
Mai, the arrival and departure boards here in Terminal 3 have plenty of delays on them, but not that many cancellations. The worst we've seen is a flight from Kalamazoo that is 5 hours delayed. This terminal is busy, but people we've spoken to so far are in good spirits. Vicky and Jim from Highland Park heard about America's ground stop before getting here, but say their flight to Puerto Vallarta is only about 20 minutes behind at this point. Another woman we talked to said her flight from Oklahoma City brought her here to O'Hare instead of Midway, as she was expecting. So no major delays, but she and her family are now waiting for her dad to come pick them up. Reporting live at O'Hare, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Thank you, Nancy. State police are mourning the loss of one of their own after Trooper Clay Carnes was killed on I-55 near Shanahan last night. The 35-year-old was cleaning debris off the road when he was struck by a passing vehicle. Illinois State Police Director Brendan Kelly says,
"Remember when you lay yourself down in your warm bed, there was a trooper out there in the cold willing to lay down their life. There's no peace on earth without the law, and there's no law without the selfless men and women of law enforcement, and thank God for that."
We are waiting to hear about any charges or citations connected to that incident, and we will bring you that information as soon as we get it. Two women have been stabbed on Chicago's far southeast side. WBBM's Terry Keschner joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Yeah, my Chicago police are saying that the women were stabbed in a home near 130th and Muskegon following an argument. This happened about 2:30 this morning. The 35-year-old woman and 67-year-old woman were both hospitalized at University of Chicago Hospital. They were in serious condition. Police said the offender is in custody, and Chicago Police Area 2 detectives are investigating the stabbing. Live at the anchor desk, Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Thank you, Terry. The CEO of Chicago Public Schools was fired last Friday, but he isn't leaving without a fight.
Attorneys for Pedro Martinez confirmed they sent a cease and desist letter to the school board, challenging their legal standing to boot him from union talks, which reportedly happened after he was let go. Mayor Brandon Johnson's handpicked interim school board voted unanimously to fire Martinez on Friday, but Martinez contends his contract keeps him on the job until the end of the school year. Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago's controller is leaving for a new job. Chase Raywinkle says he's taking a new position as CFO of Devon Bank, which has locations in Chicago, Glenview, and Wheeling. He made the announcement on social media saying, quote, "The time has come for the next adventure." Details on when his last day will officially be for the city have not yet been announced. Striking Starbucks workers in the northwest suburbs in Des Plaines will be getting some support this morning. Des Plaines Mayor Andy Goskowski and other elected officials and candidates for the April election will be joining the striking workers on the picket line. They say it's to support their effort to demand higher wages and improve staffing levels. Starbucks employees are also striking at several other locations, including stores at Armitage and Hoyne, Lincoln and Wilson, Ridge and Clark in Chicago. They are also walking picket lines at Chicago and Maine in Evanston. A wrongfully convicted Chicago man is free this morning after being released from prison last night.
Hilton Keller spent 33 years behind bars for a crime he didn't commit. He was convicted of the armed robbery and murder of Ollie Jones in May of 1991, but Keller's attorneys say there's evidence another man, who's now deceased, committed the killing and that Keller received an unfair trial when the prosecution failed to hand over certain evidence. The now 52-year-old may be out of prison after a judge vacated his sentence, but his fight isn't over. The Cook County State's Attorney's Office has 30 days to decide if they want to retry the case. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A collection of work from a world-famous filmmaker and documentarian will be featured in Chicago early next year.
Humans are a really fascinating subject, and I think Frederick Wiseman agrees with that.
Rebecca Fons is the director of programming at the Gene Siskel Film Center, which will present 33 Frederick Wiseman films from January 1st through February 5th.
And they're very observational. They don't have people sitting talking to the camera. They don't have archival footage. He literally sits in the space that he is documenting and watches the people in those spaces.
The films, using original negatives and sound elements with materials personally reviewed and approved by Wiseman, have been recently restored in 4K.
Frederick Wiseman films are really fantastic. I mean, there's drama, there's some comedy. I often find myself crying at his films because they really show humans.
More information can be found at SiskelFilmCenter.org/Wiseman. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is leading a coalition in support of better wages for federal contract workers.
Raoul and 21 other attorneys general filed an amicus brief supporting the federal government's actions to increase the minimum wage for employees of certain federal contractors. The coalition's action is in response to a case that's challenging the minimum wage increase. In 2021, President Biden issued an executive order increasing the minimum wage for those type of workers to $15 per hour. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
West Suburban Forest Park is lit up for the Christmas season after dozens of community members worked together to wrap Christmas lights around trees. John Cunningham and Rob Saul led the effort. He says it helps boost the Christmas spirit in the community.
Almost every night, I think we see, you know, families with baby buggies and kids out walking and just, you know, that's sort of the bedtime ritual, I think, this time of year for them to come out and take in the lights and enjoy it and take some joy out of it.
Cunningham and Sal say they bought thousands of lights after Christmas last year and saved them for this year. They then sold them to neighbors at cost and helped them put up thousands of lights. Time for sports, and here's Rick Gregg.
Sounds of the holiday season, the singing of carols, the ringing of bells, and at least last night at the United Center, the clanking of balls against rims when the Bulls hoisted up shots. A season worst 10 of 48 from three-point range for Kobe White and crew in a 112-91 loss to the Bucks.
I mean, I thought it was there. I think we had a lot of kick-out threes. It was open, especially at least, I think, probably what, 35 of them was wide open. So that's good for us. You know, on any other night, You know what I'm saying? Season low, that's, you know, that's not us. So any other night, I think we still want to take those same shots.
Billy Donovan praised the Bulls' devotion to their identity even when the shots weren't falling, and they absolutely were not falling. The Bulls trailed a Bucks side playing without Giannis or Damian Lillard by 16 after one quarter. Couple days off for the holiday, then back to work on Thursday in Atlanta. Blackhawks don't skate again till Friday when Buffalo comes to town. They lost in Minnesota 4-3 despite Connor Bedard's eighth goal and Frank Nazar's first NHL assist, a helper on a Nick Foligno score. Bedard and Nazar, part of the Blackhawk future. Bears interim coach Thomas Brown admittedly is not great at working for a time he can't see, so don't expect a youth movement over their final two games.
Not in my mind at all. I mean, because the thought process, regardless how the season is going, what your record is, the goal is to try to put the best product on the field. So I think the guys, whether it be first year, second year, fifth year, or Keenan in his 12th year, if you give us the best shot to go play football well and go win games, we'll give you that opportunity.
But he'll have to make some adjustments with tackle Braxton Jones on injured reserve. Kirana Magaji will get a look to replace him, so will veteran Larry Borum. Another walkthrough in Lake Forest today, Seattle here on Thursday. Green Bay headed to the playoffs again, five times in 6 years. A 34-0 Packer win over the Saints on Monday Night Football got him there. Northern Illinois beat Fresno State in double overtime in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, 28-20 the final. With sports at 16 and 46 past each hour, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Those choosing not to travel by car or plane for the holidays are taking in Chicago's Union Station.
We came to see the Lions, thank the Bears.
Inside the Great Hall at Chicago's Union Station, these Lions fans have to admit that the festive accommodations while awaiting a train back home are, in fact, pretty cool, especially the giant Christmas tree inside.
Definitely big and beautiful. It's definitely pretty. We have a really big tree, too. I don't know. How tall is that one?
I'm not sure how tall you think it is.
And that becomes the question. How tall is the Great Hall's giant Christmas tree? Brandon and Abby are also Michigan-bound Lions fans.
Let me guess. 30 foot tall.
I'm going to say 30 feet just because he climbs trees for a living. So I feel like he would be able to guess pretty well the height of a tree.
All these Lions fans now excited to get back home and see how their train station tree stacks up. But surely Chicago has the bigger tree.
No, not a chance. Not a chance.
And Brandon offers his prediction. If Chicago's tree is 30 feet, then Detroit?
31 feet.
Yeah. Doing some extra digging, we find that the Union Station Christmas tree is 50 feet tall compared to, well, they actually don't even have a tree in the train station in Detroit. Chicago taking this holiday win at Union Station. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.